From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Democratic presidential hopeful Howard Dean got a jolt of good news from New Hampshire this week. A poll of likely Democratic primary voters in the state shows Dean with a 21-point lead over his closest rival, Massachusetts Senator John Kerry. According to the poll by Zogby International, Dean leads Kerry 38% to 17%. That marks a 25 percentage point gain by Dean since February, while Kerry has slipped 9 points. Even Dean's spokeswoman says the campaign was surprised by the surge. Rich Killian follows politics at Franklin Pierce College in Ringe, New Hampshire. He says while the gap may be unexpected, Dean has gained consistently all summer.
I'd say that the gap was a surprise to everybody, but it certainly illuminates the fact that he has shown a tremendous momentum up here.
Now, to what do you ascribe that momentum that Howard Dean has built in New Hampshire?
Howard Dean was able to ride the anti-war sentiment of his party to overcome a lack of identity and put him up towards contention all through the spring. This summer, however, he's an endless series of grassroots events in the state, also with a real earnest and consistent presence on television through advertising, have really propelled him forward.
So you think those TV ads are giving him a lot of name recognition, certainly, and maybe tipping the balance in his favor?
They have. This assault on TV is really allowing him to define himself on his own terms. And when you're even in the dog days of July, it certainly has propelled him forward now as the summer comes to a close.
Now, he seems to be siphoning voters away from John Kerry, from another neighboring state, Massachusetts, also from Richard Gephardt, and some of the undecideds are tipping in his favor, but there still are a lot of undecided voters, according to this latest poll.
There really are a lot of undecided voters, and as early as last month, you see a handful of polls showing almost a third of undecided voters. There's two ways to look at that. One is they're unhappy with large cast of candidates. The second thing could be is they just don't know that much about all of them. The challenge you face now here is people like Dick Gephardt and Joe Lieberman are well-known and they're liked, but they are not generating any movement in the polls, which may show that the more folks know about Howard Dean, the more they like.
There's been some thinking that the Howard Dean campaign may run the risk of peaking too soon with putting out this media buy and a lot of fundraising going on. Do you think that's a risk for him in New Hampshire?
His way to overcome that risk is he's got a very strong message, and his campaign has been fueled entirely on message. And he's been able to take that message and contrast himself not only against the president, but also against his opponents. His challenge is really to show he is the most capable of solving the domestic challenges we face while also being tough on national security.
And what would John Kerry need to do at this point to try to turn these numbers around and get the upward momentum?
If you are John Kerry, in the short run, you're really going to have to identify yourself with New Hampshire voters as what your message is to be president. In the long haul, though, he's going to have to engage Dean on issue by issue and show why he's a better person to solve it.
You've been watching New Hampshire politics for some time now. Have you seen anything similar to this Howard Dean surge, and are there any lessons from history here?
Well, Howard Dean has been able to be the beneficiary of launching his campaign on an issue that is of personal and great importance to everyone, which was the military action in Iraq. It's rare that a candidate can build without spending a lot of money, and that's what Howard Dean did. Howard Dean also has been the beneficiary of the front-loading of the primaries, which has shown more activity in New Hampshire in the summer months than we would normally see. But there are many lessons learned from the past, which is there are 5 months to go, and this is the graveyard for front runners. So for Howard Dean, as he puts it into overdrive, he's going to have to really be wary of some of the campaigns in the past, which have gone downhill as the stretch drive came home. This is nothing to rest his laurels on. There's a long way to go.
Well, Mr. Killian, thanks for joining us.
It has been my pleasure.
Rich Killian is executive director of the Marlon Fitzwater Center for Communication at Franklin Pierce College in Ringe, New Hampshire.